Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Are you ready, girl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Hey,
breaking
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Hey, whoa.
Good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday, the 50th day of 2021, in which we have made up our minds here to shine as bright as the sun, no matter what. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, and she's going to be speaking of self-help care. And in order to do that, we have to always start with ourselves so therefore we can teach others out there. But in order to do anything, we must have faith. And faith is light. The hearts of those with strong faith are filled with light. A radiance envelops their lives. People with unshakable conviction and faith enjoy a happiness that is as luminous as the full moon on a dark night, and as dazzling as the sun on a clear day. That's why we here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, we're here to share and care with you, to let you know things that are happening, to keep you informed. And we've decided to do some additions going into 2021. So we have some call-outs out there. We need suggestions. In order to give us those suggestions, please give us a call at 323-769-5879. That number is 323-769-5879. You can give shout-outs. You can give suggestions. You can give recommendations. You know, we're open over here. We are going to do our cross-country sections again, where we hit many, many states and see how everybody is pulling through for 2021. We want to make sure that everybody's shining out there like the sun. But before Stephanie comes on, let's go up with some Patty. Welcome in.
Walking on a wire.
tell you some more. You know, we're old school over here. We kind of mix it up. But, you know, we have to keep our mental in balance. We have to keep our spiritual in balance. And we also have to express kindness and do what we need to do. So you know what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say for all of those who are no longer with us, who are flying over the rainbow, and a special dedication out there to Phyllis Glover, Cassandra Lawson. Those are my friends who are no longer here. And there's many, 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 many others out there. I know that they're spreading their wings and they're spreading love, compassion, and kindness. So they're doing this, and we want to make sure that we keep ourselves in balance to keep giving them good energy while they're doing it. Thank you. Frontline people, the essential workers, everybody that's moving out there, you know, they're all special heroes, and we gonna keep going with this Tell It Tuesday music for you until Miss Ains get out of that traffic. She's caught up out there. She'll be joining us shortly, but we're gonna give this to the frontline people, the medical community, the emergency responders, the doctors, just all of us out here, okay? Sharon and Karen with Waking Up with Linda McShane.
What you are.
Yes, we're all heroes out here, and we're going to express out to our heroes. And in order to do that, we must understand about self-help care. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. That Thought Lake came in. I know the traffic is crazy. Stephanie, are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm great. I know it was crazy out there, but we carried it until you got here. We're waiting on you. How was your day today?
Very busy.
I know. I understand. I understand the fifth day of 2021, we out there beaming like the sun. It gets a little crazy that first week, but welcome in, and we're going to carry this out, and I'm going to be quiet and let you take it away.
Yes. So good evening, listeners. How are everybody this evening? And Happy New Year to everyone. You know, 2021 is our year to really focus on our self-care. You know, I know 2021 was a trying year for all of us and very stressful year. And so we're going to start off with 53 top self-care tips, you know, to take care of ourselves during this coronavirus pandemic. You know, the COVID-19 has been an eye-opener for all of us, you know, so our daily routine, you know, making sure that we're safe, you know, it changed our lifestyle habits. It stopped, you know, changed the way we interact with individuals. And sometimes, you know, how to manage those particular stresses, you know, because it affects our sleep, our physical activities, you know, how we eat. So what we want to do is talk about, you know, how can we really do self-care? And the most important thing is self-care can include myriads of things, you know, that we can do, right?
Yes.
And the most important thing is being true to thyself as well. Especially we as women, we try to take on more than we actually can handle. And for those who mothers, you know, and fathers is working at home and have to do homeschooling with the kids, it can be a challenge. It can take a toll on you. So how to create that space where, you know, creating a workspace for your children for schooling, and then actually carving out some time for each and one of you guys to have that space of quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
And some things, to, you know, how to do those particular things, you know, is actually when organizing yourself, making sure your workspace is organized. And once you finish your workspace, making sure your children's workspace is organized, then it's easy for them. They're not stressful. They're not looking for things. You're not looking for things. Things are there in place. Right. So that's one thing of taking care of your self-care is, you know, starting with your workspace and your children's school place. Then after you guys finish, you know, during the day, then just go in and find some time where you guys can go out and release those stresses, whether it's physical exercising, you know, doing some yoga, meditating, walking, playing kickball, basketball, whatever it is that you can do to relieve some of that tension. You know, listen to quiet music just to mellow out. You know, drinking some nice chamomile tea just to soothe yourself. You know, lighting candles, you know, scented candles. You know, peppermint is really good to actually to stimulate the mind, right? And then at night, you know, create that bubble bath for yourself.
Mm.
You know, a nice hot bubble bath. You know, I like to use eucalyptus and spearmint and peppermint and all in, you know, one. And then take a nice, good bubble bath and just relax. You know, not only do it for yourself, but also do it for your children as well, so they can learn how to relax as well. Because when you have a harmonious household, then everything is not stress-free, but how everything's more manageable. Okay? And so, you know, so how can you keep yourself busy during social isolation, right?
Mm, right.
All right, so cleaning is one thing, right? Writing in your journal, or you can paint, you can dance, you can bake, play music, play with your pet, or just learn new skills, you know. But I think the most important thing is prioritizing your sleep.
Right.
Your mood and your immune system is counting on it. So when it comes to taking care of your health and well-being, sleep is pretty much always part of the answer. Getting enough good quality sleep keeps your immune system running as is best to fight off infection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because there are parts of the body where the immune system responds that happens only during sleep. So when you sleep deprived, it can make us more sensitive to effects of stress, ramping up our reactions or overreacting. But finally, the brain needs to sleep to function, and without it, you'll be less patient and focused, make more poor decisions, and be more moody, irritated, or emotional. Number two, you got to work it out. You got to spend a lot more time at home. Does not mean you get to be a couch potato.
Right.
You got to stay active. You know, not only keeping your body healthy physically, but keeping your risk of chronic health issues down and lowering your chances of acute illnesses like your energy level with exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, releasing the endorphins that you need, you know, that happy endorphin hormone that makes you feel good, right?
True.
Your energy level will, with exercise, increase and release those endorphins. I'm sorry. All right. So staying physical active also lessens the risk of mood disorder. It boosts the energy and improves mood overall. Now, talk about a 1-2 punch against the mid-afternoon slump, you know, because sometimes after you eat that lunch, right, you get kind of lethargic. So that's the time to, you know, kind of, actually, I remember my lunch break, I get an hour for lunch. Now, I used to take that 30 minutes to eat my lunch, and then I take the other 30 minutes just to walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so in the midday, you won't get lethargic, right? And then since we, you know, don't have the gyms anymore, right, you can create a spot in your home and your backyard somewhere where you can create a space where you can exercise. Now, you can, number three, you can test a ride, a workout you've never done before. Now, for instance, you may have not even done yoga before or Pilates.
Right.
And both those two exercises not only, you know, make you flexible, but they also strengthen you, but also keep your focus, you know, work on the mind, keeping you centered. You know, and once you find your comfort zone or what works for you, then continue to do that. And then you'll see the benefits of doing those exercises. You know, like dog with dog. You know, that's an exercise, you know, that can keep you, you know, stretch you out. And it also allows the blood to run down in the brain. And as you come back up, you know, exhaling in and exhale out. Inhale in and exhale out. As you do that, making that movement, you're stretching all those lower extremities, right? Then your lower back, then your upper back, your arms. So all of that getting stretched, right? Then you can skip, you can jump rope. You can even get silly or play some games with your kids.
Nice.
Like hopscotch, you know, the hopscotch jump rope. You know,
hula hoop.
Baseball. Yeah, the hula hoop, that's a good one.
Hula
hoop. So, all sorts of exercise that you can do, right? But the most important thing you don't want to do, avoid mindless snacking. You know, because when you get stressed out, you start craving all those unhealthy
mm-hmm.
foods. You know, snacking on candies, chips, fried foods. Takeout, you know, you're getting too lazy to go cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating a lot of junk food. And then when you do that, then you're putting your body at, you're compromising your body, and you're setting it up for disease in the body, right?
True.
The number eight, swap out one cup of coffee for decaf. For those who like a lot of caffeine,
mm-hmm.
caffeine is one of the most researched substances with more than 10,000 studies to date, according to a November 2017 study was published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology section. You know, caffeine, it can pick you up, but it also is a down. It brings you down with heart too. And then it causes other problems in the body. But if you want to, you know, drink coffee, I know everybody loves that Starbucks, that flavor coffee, right? But you got to be careful with that. You know, we try to do decaf coffee because the less, you know, you drink, the more better you will be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that be up high. It is just crashing, just like eating a bunch of sweets. You're trying to give you energy, and then the next thing you know, you're crashing. That's something you don't want to do. The number nine, enjoy the healing power of baking. You know, self-care comes with the idea of nourishing yourself. On every level of your well-being, you know, you can make, and it can be healthy. Baking don't always have to be, you know, with a bunch of, you know, processed sugar. You know, they got they got the coconut flour, you know, the vegan stuff that you can make, you know, but and it's soothing, right? So it doesn't always have to be unhealthy. The number 10, reach for the high-protein snack when you need an energy boost. Right?
High-protein.
High-protein.
Okay.
You know, and some of those high-protein bars, you know, the protein bars, those are no good because they have a bunch of sugar in it, right?
Mm.
All right. So what should you be nourishing on when you're feeling hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get protein in a boiled egg, you know, meat, some meat, red meat has protein, you know, Greek yogurt, that's one, nut butters, and veggies. you can use. You know, like peanut butter. Mm-hmm. It's high in protein. You know, that's a little snack. You can get a celery stick and just dip it in some peanut butter and chew that, and to give you, you know, a boost of energy. All right, number 11, keep stress booster food on hand. You know, avocado is one of them, and apples is another one that you can use. And I, you know, especially when you're out at working and you started getting stressed, you want to find things that have antioxidants, you know, rich in antioxidants, like your berries, your blueberries, your raspberries, your blackberries, right? Those are good. They keep you, you know, from getting cancer and other ailments, right? That's a great antioxidant, right? The avocado is one, too. Avocado is really good. It has a great fatty acid.
Oh, yeah, I love avocados, yes. That's and I'm not cutting you off. We're talking about the antioxidants here with the berries, the raspberries, and the blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, turmeric. Turmeric is anti-inflammatory thing. Now, persons that cook, and I just thought of it because you talked about berries and stuff, but when you cook with turmeric, that's good as far as keeping that. It's an anti-inflammatory, and it's good for the immune system, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I've got big jars over here. Everything I cook, I put in it, and I, you know, it's different, but it works. When you, like you say, going back to that health with those berries, and I don't know, it was not you because we were into wellness, but when Gloria comes, Gloria mentioned oatmeal, to eat oatmeal, not the instant oatmeal, but the kind you cook. And that oatmeal is very, very good. And I love oatmeal with blackberries, raspberries, blueberries in it. So that oatmeal a day knocks down cholesterol. So
yes.
I'm just listening to the combination here with the berries for the antioxidants, and that's why that turmeric came up, and the thing of the oatmeal, because you are what you eat. As we know that, and you're right, we do want a snack. If I stay up late, I'll be looking for cookies. I'll bring, instead of just getting a celery and peanut butter, you know, that's just too simple. But you're absolutely correct to get that stretch going. Is it good to stretch in the morning and in the evening? Twice a day. I know when you arrive, you shouldn't just stretch out. You should move around first and get that blood circulating, and then do you some movements and things of that nature. We have a different lifestyle. Everything is different, as you said. You know, the high protein snacks. I noticed that I got a little goodie from you when I saw this dark chocolate. I said, oh, yeah. I said, it's chocolate, it is candy, but it's the right one. And I was tearing it up, too. Thank you very much, because I knew it came from Miss Stephanie. So I know she was giving me a message here, but it was dark chocolate. Now, what does that do for your system?
Yeah, and I just regretted, you just took the word right out of my mouth. I just regretted to say the reason why to eat dark chocolate is rich in antioxidants, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's a good, if you want to eat candy, dark chocolate is the best, you know.
Well, I knew when I saw it in the bag, it had to have a meaning. And I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's in here, so therefore that means I need to check it out. But I understand about the dark chocolate and what it does. Well, you know, it's like the dealing with the self-help and starting with the mental, the physical, and actually the spiritual is all tied in there together to keep us, like I said earlier, to keep in balance mentally, physically, and spiritually, in order to keep moving forward, because not only are we trying to keep ourselves in balance, we're trying to help others do the same thing. Because, it's just like a new beginning, as I can say. So I find myself getting a bit snappy if something comes in that's not You know how people, they don't take responsibility and they try to push it off on you. Now, I have to eat a whole lot of antioxidants or whatever I need because I go off. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, they lack in responsibility, and then they want to push it on you to do it. Nope, not doing that, okay? Let me make this suggestion. Do this. I'm not dealing with that. And you have to be strong with it because otherwise you're carrying on not only your responsibilities, but there are people with excuses. You know, everybody, oh, I'm this and I'm that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I suggest you take a nap and get up and handle it, okay? Get up and handle it because that's not what I'm going to do. I said in 2021 that, you know, most people say that I'm not the one. I said 2021, I am the one. Okay, that's going to keep you at bay. That's going to be as pleasant as I can about it, but you're not pushing it on me. Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's stressful too, and everybody want to get it off. You know, everybody's looking for a way, but if you're in balance, you can recognize it when it comes to you, and you know how to balance it out. That's a good way to put it. I'd rather balance it out than cuss them out, okay? Because either way it come, it ain't happening, okay? Not in 2021. Not going to do it. Not going. So when I saw your topic, self-care, I said, oh, yes, it's going to be a good one. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how can you help anybody else? You can't. You know, people
right.
Rip and run. I'm doing this for my aunt this. I'm doing this for my cousin this. I'm doing this for my sister. Excuse me, when are you going to do something for you?
Right.
And then they stop. You know, have you thought about you? It's good to be there at the beckoning call for those that need you. We're all here. We're all here to be used but not misused. When you don't do anything for yourself, you're misusing yourself. Period. You just have to say, you know, and then do it at your time. You know, people removing decorations, you know, you try to, some people leave their decorations up all year. You know, I try to get everything down by the first week of the new year. But I'm not rushing. I'll pull a bow down. I'll put a bud down. I'm going to get to it when I get to it, okay? Because I'm doing self-care. Yes, I am doing self-care right now, and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm sorry.
You have to do it in sections. And, you know, I took the outside down, now I'm working in the inside, you know.
You have to go in and out. Yes,
yeah.
Separate, you know, pushing yourself in that nature. But I love to walk. I'm a walker. I love to walk. But I don't like to walk in the community because, you know, I like that big track. I like that professional track. But since that professional track is not available at this time, you know, I have to force myself walk by then I have to try to get enjoyment out of it. But in order for me to do it, I have to have a mission. I have to have a reason. I might be looking for something in the community, or I might be trying to compare something, so I'll put that on top of the spot to make me get out and move around it. You know, I have to have a purpose or a mission. I'm looking for this. Oh, this is happening here. Let's see what this lawn looks like here. Let's see. Oh, well, the gardener is here, or he hasn't been here, or this. You know, I have to set something there to make me do it. You know, it has to be a mission to get out and take that stroll because I don't like. And if you are to walk in the mornings when there's a lot of exhaust out there from the cars, you know, well, midday and then, you know, of exhaust, that's not good either. But if you can make the move early in the morning and make your round, then it's better for you. So that's sort of like my little routine. And of course, you know, I have music blasting. Be thinking I'm at a disco, so I kind of sort of like keep it moving. But the exercise is very important. The tips that you gave us, Stephanie, you know, as far as starting off, and that organization is very important because the space that you work in, it has to be organized. You know, if nothing else around, you don't want to turn around behind you, but where you're working at that time, that has to be at your, how can we say it, your disposal. You know, everything is there where you need it. You don't want to stop. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because if it drives us crazy as adults, just think what it happens to the young mind about children. You know, that's why I suggested all the parents, when this broke out, you know, the parents were freaking and they had to set up space and the computers weren't working and they're pulling their hats. Wait a minute. Did she set up her space? Did you set up her space? You understand? Did you put this where you wanted it, or did you put it where she wanted it? Let them set up their own space. You know, she might not have wanted it at the window. They have to take the ownership of it so that they can get used to it. And once it was done, it made it a little bit easier. No, let them go set their space. I mean, you have to be there, but you don't want to put the desk where you want it. Put it where the child wants it, because that's where they have to concentrate. And it has to be comfortable for them. So, but you're right. You have to be totally, totally organized and set those levels. Do that check-off list. I don't move out the door. I know exactly where I'm going if I have to go every day. I have a map. I have a list. I have a check-off list. And I plan my route, and I get it done. And I sometimes will leave in between things that just, I call it crisis management, but I don't let that come in too. If you take me off my schedule, you're going to get my attitude, right? Because I said it. It's like a canvas. You know how some people like to say paint. Everything is done on a canvas. I'm visual. I see it. And then I go slap, 1, 2, 3, and then if I didn't get to that portion, I list it for the next day. But that is like pre-setting. Same thing with some people can get up in the morning and they just put on clothes, you know, when we were going to the offices and all that. I cannot do that. I must know the night before what I'm going to look like tomorrow. Otherwise, I will never get out the door. So planning and prioritizing and organizing does release that stress. Because can you imagine getting up, putting on your blue skirt, and you think you're going to wear your blue shoe and your blue shoes, and you can't find but one? Do you know what that does to your mind?
and that's true, you know. And I'm the same way, Miss Linda.
I know.
I get my clothes out at night before I, you know, go to bed. I look at the weather and see what it's going to be.
Yes.
And I prepare myself at night.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to wear, and you know, and I try, you know, set time where I can get up and do my morning devotion, and you know, get
yes.
my little stretching in. You know, trying to set the tone for the day.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't always do that, but you know, I'm this. You know, 2021, I'm making a plan to be able to, because I used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go work
mm-hmm.
out. Mhm. Yeah. So, but things have got, you know, changed since
yes.
then. You know, and then. You know, it's kind of hard, you know, but now the gyms are closed to go to, you know, to 24-hour fitness at 5 o'clock in the morning, do your workout, and get home before everybody up, you know.
Yes.
That used to be the plan. So, but, you know, you can always create something where if it's not close to what you used to do, it's something that you can do.
That's similar,
you know,
like, yeah, like getting up. But I notice I can function off of 5 hours of sleep. I can function on 5 hours. I'm a 5-hour sleeping person. But since things have changed, I like to get in at least 2 more. And if I can get in 3, I feel real good. So my body is saying, you're not on that same mode. Because, you know, when you're moving, you don't have time to think about it. But sleep, as you stated, is very, very important because it balances off everything. And if you don't have, if you're not resting properly, then you're not thinking properly. Or if that rest is interrupted with anything, you know, it still takes away from what it has to be. So on this topic, Stephanie Haynes of self-help care, was the best thing we could do for the first show coming in 2021. We took out the last show. Now we're bringing in the first show of the first week, and it is much appreciated. We're going to close it out. What would we like to tell the listeners before we cut out of here this evening, and what will we be coming back with next week?
Well, actually, I really wanted, because I had, you know, 43 little tips. I wanted to kind of finish that out.
Okay,
week.
I like that. I like that.
You don't mind. Yeah, I would like
so
to.
So we can,
you know,
pick up. So
out.
We're going into our part two. I like that, because each tip is going to be helpful for someone, and I know the listeners enjoy it. Because we do share and care here, and I know if you don't catch up with one, it's going to be very, very helpful, because we believe in putting that love, compassion, and kindness out there and kind of guiding you to where you have to go. And some individuals grasp and some of them don't, but the most important thing is that it's here for you. And like we always say, when you put it there for persons, if they don't grasp it, guess what? Who loses out? Not you. You just continue to do what you have to do. So that's what we're about here, sharing and caring. And Stephanie Hayes, you and I have been together since 2013. So this is not a new ride for us. So anything that you bring to us, anything that you suggest, anything that you share and put out there is always appreciated. And I want to put that. So next week we're going to go into part two and give some more information out there. What would you like to let them know before we tell them good night on Tele Tuesday? Give them something to tell them so it'll stick with them till for the rest of the week.
Well, listen, I would like for you to be conscious of your fear zone. Don't fear. For 2021, live in your knowing, live in peace, live in prosperity, because during this time, they're still trying to work out pandemic, they're still trying to work out how, you know, you can catch this virus, but the most important thing is keeping your mind, your body, and your spirit in balance where that doesn't affect you, keeping that immune system up, keeping that mind up. Don't live in fear. You know, keep your body with some elderberry, some zinc, some vitamin C, some plenty of rest, exercise, and positive thinking.
Yes.
You know, and if someone is getting on your nerve, write about it.
Say that again, please.
I said, someone is getting on your nerve, write about it. Don't shout about it.
Right.
Because you don't want to get your pressure up. You know, because sometimes it's not always the individual. The individual just projecting their stuff on you, and it's how that we perceive it, right?
Right.
But sometimes that stuff ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if the shoes
I'm in agreement with you on that, and that's a good thing to say. We all have to be cautious and conscious, as you say. We all, but we don't have to be fear to lead, but we do have to use our wisdom. So if it's something
right.
that is not necessary or it's not something, then it can be pushed on out to another date, okay? Until, because of, my thing is the surge is out here. We don't know. It's a lot happening. You don't fear it, but you have wisdom about it, and don't chance it. You know, do what's best for you. Like, you know, with doctor's appointment, it's not necessary to go there while you want to go there. Okay, talk to them on the phone. If it's not a life or death situation, let's talk about it, because I don't really feel like coming to your office right now. I don't know who's been in there. Okay, even though we know everybody's safe. You know, it's just like you set the priorities and stuff. What is the most important things to do? No, you don't want to live your life in fear, but you must use wisdom. You know, there's a lot of things that are coming around, you know, like housing. You know, sometimes they have a housing inspections and stuff, you know, you not at the time of a pandemic, okay? Mm-mm. Your ass ain't coming up in here, okay? because we don't know where you've been. You know, they check buildings and they want to make sure everything is up to code and everything, and that's good. But not right now. Mm-mm. So switch it out. Push it out somewhere. And you have to stand firm with that because people, you might not have fear, I might not have fear, but, you know, people are dealing with this differently. So we all
right.
have to keep in mind and think of others instead of just what we want to do, you know. Can they want to do this and do that? No, don't come to this car unless you got a mask on. Okay, put it on. Okay, if you don't have it on, I'm backing out of here. Okay? So, yeah, it's a lot that we're dealing with, and it's so different. And it's, like I said, I don't call it the new normal. There's nothing normal about this. I call it the new beginning. And we have to set the normalcy to it. The ones that are here and the ones that are no longer here, we also have to keep them in mind, and I'm still trying to figure out stuff. What do you think about Georgia? I'm waiting on the results over there. Them southern peaches down there is on the move. I want to see what happens, you know, making it another, you know, people just have to be educated. They have to know what they have to know. But on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we're going to say keep it conscious. Don't live in fear. You know, knowing, have the peace and the prosperity, and keep your mind, body, and spirit in balance. And that's the beginning of taking care of that self-help care, and we're going to take up part two next Tuesday. Stephanie, we love you. Appreciate you coming on. And we're going to take it out of here. We love you, and thank you so much. Stephanie Haynes, and she talked to us about self-help care. And we'll do part two next week. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Miss Linda. Thank you.
All right. Have a great evening.
We give, showing others how to live.